Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Could I ask you a personal question? Are you frightened about the state of the world at the moment? Many people find it very scary, as every day seems to bring another disaster. Murder seems so commonplace. On a daily basis, we hear of someone else going on the rampage and killing people. Individual acts of terrorism are on the increase, resulting in the tragedy of people being deprived of their loved ones by an act of violence. State violence, state terrorism seems to be the norm. The events of yesterday seem so long ago as we wake up to hear of another tragic act of evil being perpetrated. I find it all very distressing, and yet I sadly can see the inevitability of the way the world is going. The Bible teaches that conditions in society will get worse and worse as time progresses. Paul, an old man, wrote to Timothy, a young man, these words, "But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with deceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power." It's found in 2 Timothy 3:1-5. I think what the Bible is saying in these verses is staring us in the face. Do you recognise a description in those verses of our society? If we reject the moral compass of the Bible, then ultimately there are consequences. In effect, morality becomes subjective and personal. There is no absolute standard of right and wrong without the Bible. Everyone does that which is right in their own eyes. This is not a new problem. It happened in Bible times and many times since, but every time it happens, the results are disastrous. The old book says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." It's found in Proverbs 14:12. If we don't get back to the Bible, we can expect society to get worse and worse. We need to educate the next generation so that they don't make the mistakes that we have made. The Bible says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Proverbs 22:6. I am so glad to say that the Bible states that where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Romans 5:20. This means that the gospel of Jesus Christ can meet the needs of a wicked society. Forgiveness starts with the individual. The promise of Scripture is still true. If we confess our sins, he, that is God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Society will never change by enforcement, but by the transforming power of God working in each individual's life through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Are you fearful? Scripture says, "Perfect love casts out fear." The love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Your fear can be removed because God is in control. And God will not allow you to be swamped by the circumstances of life. And you can have an eternal promise of salvation and security through faith in Jesus Christ. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching Truth Without a Twist, through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.